I don't know what to say.
Whenever you guys want to start it, I don't know.
Oh,
we don't have a can to pop.
Hello.
Open.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no can. No can today.
Did you open it already?
Yeah, yeah. I fucked up. That's on.
Are you drinking that right now?
Yeah.
The monster?
Uh-huh.
How are you going to sleep?
Yeah.
What?
How are you going to sleep?
Oh, I'll sleep fine. All right.
That's wild.
Well, welcome to We Need Wrestling.
Do you have ADD? I think you do. Yes, that's a sign. If you can drink energy drinks and still like be able to sleep, it's a sign that you should probably be on Ritalin.
I mean, man.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well, Ed just diagnosed a medical condition.
Thanks, Dr.
I'll do it.
Welcome to We Need Wrestling, a very special edition. We are currently sitting in a hotel in our upgraded suite. I'm DJ.
That's Brett.
Hey.
And we're here with Ed.
Hi.
Ed from Hayabusa.
Uh-huh. Ed's not a podcaster anymore.
Ed from the former Pod Van Dam.
Mm-hmm. Former Hayabusa, too.
Is that an official announcement?
Yeah, even Kirk said it on Stink Shoot this week. Somebody said, what about Hayabusa? Wow. And he goes, dead. And I'm like, yep.
Oh, no.
Nope, it's dead.
Announcement. Somebody check
it was a limited engagement.
Okay. Well, what an engagement it was.
Mm-hmm.
I miss it already.
Yeah. Joe's heartbroken after hearing that.
I think Joe's gonna get that lost episode.
He mentioned about he's gonna.
I think Joe's gonna get it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, which I wanna
know. Yeah. I mean, I'm not happy about it. It's really funny to me. There's an episode of that show that no one's ever gonna hear. It's super funny to me that exists.
All right.
I know people want it, and like I'm not gonna get. I'm just not like I'm like. Ugh. I hope Joe doesn't get it. It's just like That'll be fine. I hope it's just for him.
Joe, please share it with me.
Yeah, Joe, share it.
I want Joe, just Joe to have
share
it
with the cool ones.
Joe and I live in the same neighborhood.
That's true.
Have to share things.
Joe got me Belle Delphine's bathwater.
True.
So he can listen to it, and he's the only one.
So we did bring this up on the show last week because I think that was about your question.
Yeah.
And I for real was going to start a get your put your PayPal out there or start a GoFundMe.
I wanted to love that.
To try and get it. The $25 plus shipping for you. But we got beat to the punch.
I think we already knew at that time that Joe had made that purchase. Yeah.
If it would have come down to like, we are going to crowdfund this, I would have to tell you guys, like, I'm not committed to the bit that much. I'm like, listen, I can't be that big of a scumbag. It's not that funny to me.
It was going to be your PayPal first. We were just going to give everybody very public information about you.
Yeah, we were giving your PayPal, Cash App, Zelle. Mm-hmm. What else is there? Venmo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
His wire transfer. Right. I don't know.
His license plate number is Rave Dad.
Yeah, Rave Dad.
That was crazy. That was nuts that someone would get that license plate. I don't like that.
Who would drive an orange Jeep?
Yeah. Ugh.
Very weird.
Pennsylvania.
How tacky.
Mm-hmm.
His license plate said Rave Dad. We're doxing this person.
That's all right.
No, we're not. Somebody has to do some work to dox him. We're just saying his license plate.
Yeah, that's all.
So we just spent a day watching wrestling.
We did.
In Philadelphia, this is WrestleMania weekend.
Sure is.
As soon as we walked in Wednesday to the hotel, I'll just start with this. Onita was walking out.
Yeah.
So we saw Onita
immediately.
We waved to him. He waved back.
Yeah. We said, "Oh, Onita."
And
he said,
"Oh." So we're friends with Onita. He had a handler, but it was a lady.
He's currently in the same hotel we're in right now.
Yes.
His blood on his hands.
Onita is somewhere in this hotel.
He has blood on his hands. So Ishii arrives dead because of him. He has blood on his hands.
True.
You're not wrong.
As is, we also ran into the Carnage crew.
Yes.
Or the Baldies, as I call them, because I can only think of the one of them.
Tony DeVito?
Yeah, because Ishii
Loke. Who else was into Baldies? Was it Angel?
Big Vito DeGrasso.
Big Vito.
Yeah.
Angel.
Yeah, Big Vito was into the Baldies.
Yeah.
Wow, I forgot
the goofy
that.
Guy in the green tights.
Got a pin on Misawa.
That's right. He threw him out of a battle royal. I
made him tell, I was on a show with him one time.
Oh, yeah.
The first show I did commentary on, he was a special guest on it.
Okay.
And it was me and the other commentator, Stacy, in this kitchen of this church. And our friend Brock is selling barbecue at it. And he's preparing it. And Vito comes in. And he must think we are wrestlers. She said, "You guys want to learn how to make a gimmick?" And he's doing brass knuckles. Okay. And I'm like, yes, because no one answers him, and it was awkward. So because they made me sit there and watch him how to do that, on the way, I had to go pee. But right before I leave, I go, "Don't you have a pinfall over Misawa?" And he goes, "Yeah, I do." And he starts telling the story, and I slap Stacy on the shoulder, and like, "There you go, bye." And I just kept...
Fuck yeah.
So I made him listen to the story of how Vito, along with 19 other people, pinned Masawa.
Right, yeah. I always heard it was like a battle royal, and he was like, oh, the goofy guy in the green tights. He didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That makes me sick.
Yeah.
But he taught me how to make fake brass knucks. Well, good. So if we ever need that skill.
Why do you
need
to make fake brass knucks?
I don't know why you'd need to.
Just,
if you ever need to pull out an international object.
Just wear real ones and don't hit the guy for real. Secrets of wrestling.
Well, what if you're bad?
Right, I mean, true, I guess. Was Vito LaGrasso bad?
He didn't like break his asshole or anything, like his tag team partner. But
wasn't it Johnny Stamboli?
Yeah, he broke his asshole.
Yeah, well, we did that like top rope, leg drop to the outside of WCW.
Yeah, he split his taint.
Yeah,
woof.
Remember when X-Pac did that?
Yeah,
sadly, yeah.
Yeah, when he did the Bronco Buster.
Remember when he also wore white tights that one time?
Yeah, he shit himself.
And he pooped. I mean, you can't blame the guy. You've never seen that?
No.
Yeah, Walt made on one of his comebacks. He'd just been out of rehab, supposedly.
Okay.
And he was wearing white tights, and he shit himself. You see the brown spot.
What's rehab have to do with shitting yourself?
Nothing.
Okay, I thought they were connected. No, I thought that was part of the story.
I mean, it could have been like detoxing, but like it was just the fact that it was a rehab stint and then a comeback. It wasn't, you know what I mean? That was just for time frame context.
What does rehab have to do with shitting?
Well, that's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. What else happened?
Yeah, so we had a good drive-in. Ed had a good drive-in from what he said.
You had a long drive.
Yeah, he had a long drive.
Yeah, 7 hours.
Jesus Christ.
That's goofy.
So the way I look at it is that I work 10-hour shifts because I work 4-10s.
Yeah.
And I don't like that.
Okay.
So if it's within a work shift, I'll drive to a thing if I'm going to have fun doing it. Because I do a thing for 10 hours I don't even enjoy. So.
Wow. All right.
I don't know. What's the farthest we've driven for anything? Probably Chicago, right?
Yeah, Chicago's definitely the farthest I've ever driven.
What, 10 hours?
13.
How much?
13.
13?
13.
Holy shit.
That's so it was like 13 long. With the stops. It's like 11 and a half or 12, somewhere around there.
What's the furthest for wrestling? Probably D.C., right?
Yeah.
I don't drive that far for wrestling.
No. Pittsburgh would be longer if we ever get our asses out there.
Yeah, we'll get there eventually.
And also the Mexicools were down at the bar. Just before we started recording.
Yeah. Go hang out with them.
Well, they left when we tried.
I wanted to see if Hoovy wanted to do any PCP and get naked.
He absolutely would.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm sure he does.
Yeah.
It would actually be his idea.
You just go knock door to door.
Yeah.
Is Hoovy in here? I got PCP.
Yeah.
He has his own.
Yeah,
You would walk up to him at the bar and be like, Juventud, very nice to meet you. And he'd be like, are we getting naked and doing PCP? And he'd be like, I guess we are.
And say, no, we're doing PCP first and then getting naked. Like, not getting naked before I do the PCP.
We could do it simultaneously.
Yeah.
We need to go find Onita.
We don't.
Yes, we do. I'm prepared to get kicked out of this hotel.
I'm not.
Just go find Onita.
I would like to sleep.
I'm going to go stand in the middle of the fucking mezzanine and just start yelling, chicken shit.
Chicken shit.
Chicken shit.
We were doing that on the way.
We were in the elevator.
Chicken shit. Where's that chicken shit, Onita?
You're like, aloe.
And then we could be Terry yelling for Hayabusa.
That's right.
Hayabusa.
What are we gonna do? We're gonna. How are you? We're good. We got over that part, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good.
What?
I don't know.
What are we gonna do? Are we gonna talk wrestling? It.
You didn't watch
any wrestling, and I pointed.
Watch that shit.
You don't watch any wrestling.
You watched nothing this week.
Watched 880. I was at it. That and DDT is the wrestling I watched this week.
Like no other wrestling at all.
No.
You didn't watch last week's Collision. You're a collider. Yeah.
No, if I'm home on Saturdays, I'll watch it. Mm-hmm. But I'm not gonna make it a point. If I happen to be home, I'll watch it.
What did you see on Punk this week?
Huh?
What do you think of CM Punk's
interview? I agree with a lot of things you said.
You agree with a lot of
things?
I love you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Phil.
AEW is about having the best matches, and I don't think that's bad. That's just what they're about. Right. He's right.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Tony Khan's a nice guy, but not a boss. And it's like, I could see that. Yeah, sure.
You get it? Right.
He didn't say anything that I thought was that crazy.
He did say that he's...
I'm so happy right now.
He did say that he's not a violent person, and then half an hour later talked about choking a young boy. Yeah.
So he did... So he did act like Jungle.
I have notes if you want to read notes out.
Basically, like Jungle Boy, that asshole. He didn't really get to me, so he said that to me, and then I strangled him.
Right.
It's like, well, it can't be both, Phil. Yeah. Like he did not get to you, but also you strangle him.
I was saying to Brett on the right here.
It's not like I punched him. I just choked.
I just choked him. The only thing we know about that whole story for sure that we can confirm from multiple sources, from CM Punk, from Jungle Boy, and from whatever rapper it was that was there.
Correct.
Is that the only thing we can absolutely confirm is that when Samoa Joe walked over and said, knock it the fuck off, yeah, everyone stopped.
Yeah, the big Hawaiian guy broke it up.
Right. Even Punk is like, Joe told me to stop and I stopped.
Yeah.
So that's the only part we can confirm.
I like the Ariel's like, well, why'd you go out and wrestle then if you quit?
Yeah.
It's like, because there's 80,000 people.
Right.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I just figured this was my last time wrestling Samoa Joe, so I guess I'll do that. Yeah.
He also said that he wasn't fired, that he quit.
I believe it's both.
Yeah.
I believe it.
He was fired with cause. He was ready to go home
and never come back there.
So,
and they fired him because he wasn't going to come back.
Let's talk conspiracy theory, Ed.
Oh, okay.
Do you think that his return run to AEW was purposeful in him trying to get fired? Do you think you don't think he was trying to get fired and that's why he picked the fight with Jungle Boy?
No.
Okay, because
I think Jungle Boy pissed him off.
But yeah.
He's a hothead.
Right, but the thing that Jungle Boy did is
nobody would have handled it.
Is rather inconsequential.
Yeah.
It's a very small thing to really set him off.
Yeah, it wasn't the biggest thing, it was the last thing.
But you don't think he a little bit was like, I can go to WWE now,
no.
I don't need this?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Because in that interview with Ariel, he was like, who, by the way, I just want to get this out of the way, that dude fucking sucks. He is a corporate shill, and he's bullshit.
I made him take a picture for me one time.
There you go.
Did you really?
Was it of your butthole?
There was a UFC weekend in Cleveland, the same weekend there was an AIW show, and Shayna wrestled at it, and Ronda came and everything.
Okay.
So, like, all the post-wrestling guys came, and Ariel was with them, and I don't know who Ariel is, but I know John and Way.
Yeah.
I was like, can I get a picture with you guys? And they're like, yeah. And I hand my phone to Ariel. Like, can you take it?
I love that.
Because when I was walking away, I think it was Ed Banner, was like, that's Ariel Wani. I go, oh, that's, I didn't, I know him, but I didn't know that's who that was.
Sure.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah, corporate chill Ariel.
Yeah, but I was like, can you take a picture of me and John and Way, man? And he's like, sure.
That's so cool.
But didn't Phil say he was like, because he wanted to quit after the Hangman thing.
Yeah.
He was like, handle this, I'm done, I'm quitting, don't split the shows, I'm going to quit.
Well, that was after, like, the whole Scrum thing happened.
Yeah.
And he was like, nobody talked to me for like 6 months.
Yeah.
He's like, I had to, like, do my own, like, surgery stuff and find my own rehabs.
Yeah.
And,
the first time? Like, the... Wait, yeah,
for
this
AEW.
Was, yeah, for AEW.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but this was all before the Jungle Boy incident.
Yeah, so what the timeline was like... You know, he basically said, like, you know, they were at Collision.
Yeah.
Jungle Boy wanted to do the spot with the glass.
Right.
And multiple people told him no.
Yeah.
And then Shivani came to him and was just can you please help with this?
Right.
And part of him was like, why didn't anybody just, like, call Tony Khan?
Right, because he's not a boss.
Like, come on, guys, what are we doing here? And then, he didn't punch him, he just choked him a little.
Choked him a little.
But yeah.
But he actually wasn't even mad.
Yeah, he wasn't mad at all. He just wanted to choke him a little.
Because
then, like,
him.
He said that thing at whatever at Wembley.
Yeah.
And then he said, he goes, I went to Tony Khan. He's like, are you going to fucking handle this?
Yeah.
Tony's like, what do you want me to do?
But when did they split, like, to Collision, Greg? Because he was sort of against that.
That's what he said. He said that he was against
and he wanted it. He's like, just let me go then. He was already ready to leave.
Yeah, because of that. He's like, just let me go then.
Yeah. Right.
He's like, this is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So he should have left. Don't come back then.
Yeah, but then everybody would have been like, oh, he fucking sucks. He fucking left too.
Right. But then he came back and purposely started a fight with perfectly fine, reasonable, gentlemanly Jack Perry.
Yeah.
Certainly not in the worst stable in all of professional wrestling.
He wears a
goat
on his head because he's a scapegoat, just in case he didn't get it.
Yeah.
Just in case you didn't understand.
Just in case you weren't sure what he meant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's a scapegoat for that situation.
Yes, right.
And then
but also, he's a literal goat.
Yes, he's a literal
scapegoat.
He's
Mantar. He comes out wearing Mantar's fucking outfit.
That'd be fine.
And then the Bucks came into the ring this week, and they were just like, hey, scapegoat, big fan of your work, and they winked at the camera.
Really? Did they say that?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Like, cool, guys, you guys are fucking
that dude
awesome.
Cannot be slotted back into that AEW roster.
No. So glad Luke isn't around to see this. See his boy wear a goat head.
I was like, who's Luke?
Oh. What was his name on 90210?
It's Dylan?
Dylan.
All right. Rest in peace, brother.
Did anybody in wrestling die this week?
Hold on.
Not until I find Onita here, brother.
Hey, hold on, brother.
He's got bloodlust revenge on his fucking mind. I don't know. What else was cool to happen this week?
Hold on, really quick. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. The Rock whipped people.
I just Googled
strap.
Pro Wrestling
that
News.
Was cool.
Hold on, Pro Wrestling News has been Googled.
I like The Rock whipping people with a belt. Then showing up 2 hours late to that WWE thing today. He's a fucking Rock.
Kelly wants to come back.
To what?
To wrestling.
Oh, okay.
Only if Kevin Nash is her manager while eating ravioli.
It's Candy Lee's favorite wrestler ever.
Kevin Nash?
No, Kelly.
Oh, that's incredible. Jesus.
Kelly Kelly's her favorite wrestler of all time.
Kelly.
Julia was apparently at WWE World today.
Yes, I knew. I heard that.
So, there you go.
Jerk.
So, are WWE fans pretending to know who she is and like her now? Yeah. That's fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I said the same thing about AEW fans, though. When she became a free agent, they were like, AEW fans are going to act like they watch Stardom now. Yes. Like, no, you guys have Twitter. Just say that. I see her on Twitter, and I would be interested to watch her. Yes. Yeah. You don't have to pretend like you're watching her.
Yeah, I saw a Grapple Clips. That's insane. Twitter.
And also, since the last time we had a podcast, Tony Khan both fired Anthony Henry and rehired Anthony Henry.
Oh, he rehired him? Even know his jaws broke, huh?
So, I think, from what we've seen a little bit of, like, people talking online today, the boys and Stu Grayson were on per appearance deals.
Yeah, and also not showing up to work.
Right.
Because I have dinner plans.
But it wasn't like a... we're releasing your contract. It was more of a...
we're done using
you. Just not going to call you.
Yeah. Stu Grayson, we asked you to come do a Dynamite in your hometown, and you said, I can't make it, and you fucking live here.
Yes. And the boys, they're COVID-denying guys who can't get into Canada, from what I understand. But anyway.
Oh, no.
But yeah, so he rehired Anthony Henry today.
Okay.
I'm wondering if maybe he had like a per appearance and they switched it.
He said once he's healed up,
they're going to bring him back. So who knows?
What about Parker?
What about him?
Oh, yeah, Parker got fired.
He doesn't need to come back. He's got that CMLL money.
The same day he said, I'm CMLL and AEW, he got fired.
Right.
He was not as cool as Trench either, so I don't care. I'd rather have Trench back.
Parker didn't have any face tattoos.
Exactly. So. Trench ruled. I didn't even see him wrestle ever. I'm okay. Saddam Singh doesn't wrestle, and he's awesome.
Saddam Singh does wrestle, and he's awesome.
What?
Saddam Singh wrestles.
When?
He's been in a couple multi-mans with the Jarrett Junction.
Yeah. Like 6 months ago?
No, like a couple, like the last pay-per-view or something?
Yeah, he was on the pre-show.
Yeah, right.
And
they all did that. They did the Fargo Strut outside the ring.
Yeah, he was outside the ring. He wasn't in the match.
Well, but no, he was a part of the tag team, but they all did the Fargo Strut, I think. I don't fucking remember, Ed. Jesus Christ, what is this? A wrestling podcast?
I like when I'm arguing about a show I don't watch.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
I watched it.
Ed is all elite.
That's right. The graphic's coming. Yeah, so what did we do today? Let's talk about that.
Come on, Ed.
Ed, what'd you do?
My phone fell.
Yeah. We went to Stardom.
Yeah.
At the ECW Arena. That was cool as fuck.
That was a really good show. Stardom was great. Watch it, I would say.
Yeah, maybe mute the commentary.
Is that
on
High Spots? Is that a part of that?
I have no idea. I think it's on
Fight Triller.
Triller. Yeah.
What's that name change? What does that mean?
Triller. I don't know.
Stupid.
They're the ones that started out doing like the Jake Paul fights.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jake Paul, a cast member of Bizarre Vart.
And then they bought.
Sure.
They bought Fight. I don't know what any of those words.
As we all know, Jake Paul played Dirk on Bizarre Vart.
I understand two words of that entire sentence.
But Bizarre Vart, what's that?
It was just a Disney Channel show. Olivia Rodrigo's on it.
Who produced it?
Yeah.
Not being a
Yeah, who's the producer?
It was a Disney. It was Disney.
Oh.
Right. Oh, boo.
Sorry, I got my child programming mixed up.
I don't want to talk about that.
All right.
That's upsetting.
Let's talk about it.
No, I won't watch it. It makes me sad to think about it. So I'm not going to watch it.
I might get around to it, but I don't know.
I'm not going to go back to watching my old Nickelodeon shows either. I ain't going to enjoy it, but I ain't going to watch the documentary.
I saw like clips of that Drake with Drake Bell. Mm-hmm. Was that his name?
Drake?
Just talking about
like that clip. Drake?
I don't know that clip at all.
Yeah.
I know the rapper Drake.
Mm. That's it. Never mind.
Oh,
Drake.
Wheelchair Jimmy.
Wheelchair Jimmy. I was just talking about at work because I like that he when Rick pulls the gun out at him.
Yeah.
He looks at him real hard first for a second and is like, "All right."
Yeah.
And then he turns around and runs real fast like a bitch.
I just got shot.
So do you know what that means? Is that Aubrey Graham looked at the script and was like, "I'm not just gonna turn around and run. I need a second or two to look real hard."
And then he got shot.
And then he got shot. And then he's Wheelchair Jimmy. But he walked when he got his diploma, so it's fine.
But that was the character Drake played?
Yes.
Yeah. He got shot in the back on the show? We saw it. It was like an origin
story. So what happened was Jay and Spinner bullied Rick. Rick pushed...
I'm so happy right now.
Rick, Rick pushed Terry and she had her head on rock and went into coma and everybody hated Rick after it. So people bullied him. And Rick was doing really well at, like, it was like an academic challenge type deal. And it was like his moment to shine. And Jay and Spinner set it up and they dumped yellow paint on him and then feathers.
They carried him, basically.
Yeah. So he went in to wash it all off. And they saw that he came in, and so they were like, I can't believe Jimmy did that and set Jimmy up.
Yeah.
Because they didn't know Rick's crazy person, so Rick thought Jimmy did it, and he saw Jimmy and shot him.
So he wasn't always in a wheelchair on that show?
No.
No.
I thought he was a wheelchair character, like the kid from the Burger King commercials.
No. He also learned to rap, and it made Ashley mad, because Ashley was the singer.
It's true.
Oh.
Didn't Ashley used to date Craig on that?
Ashley did Craig. Craig got
a coke addiction.
When he started touring with Taking Back Sunday, he became a coke addict. Yes.
Him and Adam Lazara doing coke together.
Where did Jay and Silent Bob fit in all of that?
Jay and Silent Bob came to shoot a movie in Canada. Yeah. They needed Degrassi as the set, as the high school, and Kevin Smith playing Kevin Smith.
Did double duty?
Yeah.
He fell in love with Caitlin, who was an old cast member of Degrassi, and this whole thing just exists because Kevin Smith watched old Degrassi and had a crush on Caitlin.
What a five-tool player Kevin Smith is.
Uh-huh.
He's got all of it. Triple threat, even.
I fucking love Degrassi.
Degrassi rules.
Never.
Remember when that episode was
Manny Santos wore a thong and it ruined her life.
Yeah, right?
She wore a thong one time and
She wore a thong.
In real life?
Like
it was a character. She was just like, I'm done being a good girl, so she bought a thong.
Yeah.
And she pulled it up over
and then her whole character, after she bought a thong, her whole character for years was like, I have sex.
Yeah, she's like,
I'm
a slut.
It ruined her life.
Yeah.
So that show was so bad. I love it.
That show's great.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Remember when Spinner got cancer?
Yeah.
That was wild.
So Io Shirai was at Stardom today watching the show from the rafters with Aja Kong, Kyoko Inoue,
and Akira Tozawa.
So that was a thing
Natty Nightheart was there
apparently, yeah.
I saw she posted a picture with her and Suzuki.
Yeah. Like, Stardom was a really show. Yeah, Tony Stardom Storm awesome. Showed up. So we got a little AEW. She brought her AEW belt with her because she's a glory hound.
Yeah.
And started to hint towards Forbidden Door.
Yeah, her and she was trying to rip away Mina Shirakawa from Mariah May.
Right, yeah.
There was a little jealousy action going on there. Main event was dope as fuck.
Yeah, we got to see Megan Bain in person. That was an interesting.
What do you think about Megan Bain, Ed? Do you know who that
is? I don't know who that is.
No, you know Megan Bain from Stardom?
She's a giant woman.
I don't have Twitter anymore. I have to pretend like I watch Stardom.
You have the internet. Oh,
yeah, but I don't have anybody to impress. I don't have to act like I watch stuff now. I don't have anybody to impress. I don't need clout. I'm okay. I don't watch Stardom.
Not for you?
Nah, no. Just don't care.
Okay.
What would you rather, Stardom or Tokyo Joshi Pro?
Tokyo Joshi Pro because I know Haruna Neko.
Okay,
all right.
That's
and
fair enough.
There's, my Oyamashita.
There you go.
So there we go. I know too.
It's Megan Bain.
Oh, okay. Yes, I do know her.
Yeah.
In less than 12 hours, we'll be seeing Miyu Yamashita.
Yes. She's the ones.
Oh, yeah. That's right. You met her.
Met her.
Didn't
I had
you?
My twice mask on. She AW, asked right? me about it.
Yeah.
Wait, she's okay. A what?
A once.
What does that mean?
It's twice as fan group.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because they're once. Yeah, they're called once. Because if you love them, if you love twice once, they'll love you twice. That's what they're, it doesn't make any sense, but that's what it is.
I just watched DJ's eyes fucking spin like they were casino reels.
Listen, Ed said a lot of things today that I had to ask for clarification on. Or just acted like I knew what he was talking about and nodded along.
No. Like Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah. So I'm just going to do that again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You know Olivia Rodrigo?
I mean, I've heard the
remember
name.
Remember when she ripped off that Paramore song?
Yeah, it's funny, dude. She's so funny. She doesn't know she's funny. She's the funniest person.
Has anybody ever listened to Paramore enough to know when someone's ripping Paramore off?
Yeah. It was clear. It's very clear that was a Paramore song.
Like, the first time I heard it, I go, oh, that's Misery Business.
Yeah.
These are all words I don't know.
Later I'll play.
Haley Williams? Is that her name?
Yeah, Haley Williams.
Yeah, she's hot.
I love Haley Williams.
All right.
That's who Swaggle wanted a phone number from.
Yeah, yeah. That's why CM Punk cut him off.
Yeah, all Swaggle. I just asked for a friend's phone number.
Yeah, a friend. Just Haley Williams. That's all.
They're opening for T Swift, right?
They are. Yes.
Yeah. See, look at that. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Paramore's opening on their
what a nightmare concert.
Oh no!
I don't like either of them. I don't like either of them.
Marcus is so angry with you right now.
I just don't get Taylor. I don't get it. She's very mediocre at everything.
That's not true. She's mid. She's really good at helping raise Jeff Jarrett's children.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She saw his replica belts from his fake fights.
Right. Yeah. That's fine. Dude, belts are nice, Ed.
Remember the Jeff Jarrett MMA shit?
No. Double J, double MMA?
No, it's the best.
What is that?
He was feuding with Kurt Angle, and he said, I'm an MMA guy, too. And he went in, and he tapped out children in the children's MMA class. And he was double J, double MMA.
Yeah, dude. You need to watch this shit.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, dude. He's judo rolling children and, like, putting them in arm bars. It ruled.
He's a true
It's one of the only good things to happen with Hogan's, like, Hogan Bischoff era. Yeah. It's so good. Yeah.
Okay.
I hate Jeff Jarrett, and I like that. It was so funny. What?
Breaking hearts.
Monty Brown.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I'll give you that. All right. That's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
That's fair. That's fair.
Back when I listened to, like, the three episodes of My World, and, like, they talked about Monty Brown, and he was just like, yeah, I just, you know,
that was a messed up. That was a Dusty call.
Yeah, just messed
up. Dusty call. It's like, well, that's weird. It was your company. Yeah. So that's.
What's he blaming Dusty for? Hadn't Dusty done enough?
Nah, man. If I had a podcast like that, too, I'd blame so many dead people. They can't tell you you're a liar, dude. They're dead.
That's true. That's true.
They really did drop the ball with Monty Brown.
Yeah.
He never got a run with the belt.
That's crazy. No.
Fucking hell.
That's craziness.
This ring is my Serengeti. Oh, he was so cool.
Monty Brown ruled.
Did any of you watch the Paparazzi Productions video?
No.
There's clips that are left out, and I'm a little upset about it.
I went to turn it on, and then I just ended up like listening to hours of Eric the Midget calls.
I mean,
because that's my go-to when I don't know what to put on.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I love it.
Dude.
Do you know Eric the Midget?
I'm aware of all the Whack Pack and other random people.
Handle it. Handle
you
it.
You know what to do.
You got it?
I don't know a ton. I my Howard Stern knowledge, I used to watch it on E! All the time for the blurred out boobs. But as Brett knows, I'm a big Elegant Elliot Offen fan.
Yeah, he loves
it. I love Elegant Elliot Offen.
Elliot Offen.
Right. You're a fucking, that's gangsta talk.
You're a
fucking
beef stew. Right?
I don't want to get too much into it, but I was in a fantasy booking league where we would draft every year. You could draft a roster, right?
Of who?
Of wrestlers. Here's every wrestler's alive.
Okay.
We go through and you draft them, and now you book shows with those people for a year.
Okay.
And my company was on Howard for one season, was on Howard TV on demand, and Elegant Elliot Offen was my authority figure.
Oh, that is so fucking cool.
That's awesome.
That's why I knocked his teeth out at the Stagecoach Delicatessen, right?
Right.
You're a fucking beef stew, right?
Right.
That's gangsta talk.
That's gangsta talk, right? I almost dropped a C word because that's my favorite.
Dude,
Shut your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool. You got cancer, brother. Oh, Les Moonves is suing you.
Getting degraded, humiliated, and violated. Right? Showing them what a kinky guy I am, right?
Right.
They're going to love it, right?
Like it's a full body impression that
I love Elliot Offen, dude.
It's so. Remember when he punched the wall in the
studio? Yeah, that's why he's banned. Oh, yeah, he can never come back now.
Oh. He's still alive? That's crazy.
So I'm in the Howard Stern Reddit page, and somebody like posted a picture of him a week ago. In drag, running the streets.
He's still doing that? Good for him.
Just the bags under his eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, he's so fucking awesome.
So
check out the definition of the calves, right?
Right.
My cough is still here.
Right.
So after, I'm gonna drag this podcast kicking and screaming back to wrestling. After we were at Stardom, well, you were at 880. Is there anything from 880 you would like to talk about? Do you want to disclose which wrestlers want to cause you physical harm?
There are several wrestlers there that do not like me
because
of Twitter. So I took off my Pound Media video. I don't want to talk to people that don't like me.
But do you think they wouldn't know who you were anyway?
Some of them I don't think. One of them for sure did because I was with somebody and they smiled at him and they saw me and their face changed. And I was just like, that makes sense because I've made fun of you.
Do you want to air the grievances and tell who they are? You don't have to.
No.
Nobody listens to this podcast if it helps.
No. The only thing I'll say is that there was a time when a wrestler said a mean thing to me and I said to him that you shouldn't deal out life advice because you throw your head at the ground for $20.
Right.
And he got very mad and it also made other wrestlers very mad. And that original guy that I said that to was there.
Hmm.
And He does not like me.
And does he know what you look human. Like without a hat?
That's what I'm saying. I think he's the one that he doesn't know okay. who I am. I think all if right. he saw the words Fod Van Dam, he would know.
You're just a voice behind yeah. the microphone to him.
But one okay. of them that was there doesn't like me. She knows me. She's okay. like, not a fan. Not of a fan. Me. Okay. So, yeah.
I like it.
Well, this is my burden to bear by being mean to wrestlers on the internet.
Are they always, like, are they 880 regulars? Because no. you go to their shows all the time,
I think
right?
these people were there for Smash Master. Oh, okay. A lot of them.
Okay.
I also saw Cole Radrick there, and he's wearing a full, like, Paul Heyman long leather.
Oh, yeah, the duster?
Duster with, like, a hoodie oh. on it, too. It was just like.
Oh, I think he was on the GSW show, Cole was, I think. I don't remember.
Derek and MV was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to see Billy Dixon wrestle. They made me watch Billy Dixon wrestle in a yeah. match. And that was terrible.
His face was on the wall. On
yes.
DDT.
I can't believe that. Yeah. They gave him a banner. They're like, a banner. Full-blown please banner. Come watch the show. Yeah. Billy Dixon's on it.
Who's, yeah. who's he wrestling?
Dark Sheik, maybe?
Was it Dark Sheik?
Well, Dark Sheik was on one of them.
I thought it was Rina Yamashita.
It's Rina Yamashita, yeah.
That's on it is. The Big Gay Brunch.
Yeah. What?
It's Rina Yamashita. Yeah.
Yes. That
who's that for?
Dude, that's like a
who is one.
I was gonna say that's like an 11 a.m. show, but Tokyo Joshi Pro yeah. is also an 11 a.m. show. But that show's also sold out.
If you get deep enough into the collective, there's a lot of who is this for?
All right.
You know, yeah. like how most of DDT today was for you. It's like the opposite of that.
I don't was I don't, it well on paper. It was
on yeah before the bells results, rang. It was that's right. You want to talk about it? You okay?
What do you want to talk about from DDT?
Yeah, let's talk about not the first wrestling show we've ever attended together because we were at
LVAC. We were at that LVAC.
Yeah. LVAC, yeah. Right.
Back because you were dressed as a cat girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were dressed as Tugboat.
Yes.
And I had,
yes.
Right. And I had a stent in my kidney and I was fucking right. miserable.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of people don't know that, but yeah.
I had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
And I was very, very miserable.
But he didn't want to miss the show.
But you came?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I would have never picked fake fighting over playing yeah. oh, it's a kidney stone.
He was pissing
yeah.
blood.
Yeah.
I peed next to our friend Doug because I get the Sokol's.
Troth urinal. Yeah.
I pissed and it looked like somebody was pouring red wine into the. And like Doug couldn't help but notice. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And afterwards he could like, dude, are you okay? I'm like, that's been my life for the last month.
Yeah.
And he just gave me a big hug. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. You're the strongest man ever.
Yeah, we're good now.
I'd kill myself.
He's good. I'd like to kill myself.
You had, like, two of them in, like, the course of a couple months last year.
I did, yeah. One I passed, like, in, like, 24 hours, which is
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
But the one, it was, like, his birthday, and I got so fucking sick in his house.
Yeah.
Remember, and I was just like, hey, I got to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was bad. Yeah. I had to get surgery for that one. That one sucked.
Tough.
I understand because I had to watch Billy Dixon wrestle.
Well,
so
that's
someone
going down your pee hole.
It is. With instruments. Yeah.
Dude, so like when they had to pull the stent like out of me,
yeah,
like they went in through my pee hole. Like they just numbed it up a little bit.
Nightmare scenario.
Big fucking hook.
Can't do this. Like, can't hear this.
Yeah, no. Dude. So here. Listen, I'm not. So I was sitting like in this raised chair in this room. With my pants around my ankles, and this flap over me, just with this little flap over my fucking dicks just hanging out.
Like and you're a Mormon.
Like, I was like, I've never felt more vulnerable in my life.
Yeah.
And the same day that happened, we went to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You pulled your dick out.
Yeah. No, I pulled my dick. No, Adam pulled his dick out. Oh, Jesus. Shut up. No, that's how we caught the restraining order.
Rough. Yeah. No, not any Mohegan Sun. So DDT was a lot of fun. I think Ed, we were at an LVAC at the Mahoney Drive-In together. Also,
oh yeah,
I stood awkwardly next to you for like half an hour by the car, and then just walked away.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because you were super high and I wasn't.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
What? Ed was super high? No way. Ed's a good boy.
That's true. So
I'm a bad influence on Ed from recording this.
It's true. You are. You're a bad influence on everybody.
Yeah.
You got us to fucking WrestleMania weekend.
Like that's the tag team that sold the comic book on Comic Book Men.
Wow.
Remember them?
Yes.
I watched Comic Book Men.
I love that show.
You should go to Red Bank.
Yeah.
Other direction or I would. It's not a clue. I'm not going to do it. I want to get home to my dog.
There's no good way to get in there anyway. So
there's a barcade there. There is. No, not a bar. It's just like a retro
arcade. Yeah, it was just a retro arcade, yeah. If it's still there.
Yeah, who knows? Is. Yestercades, I think it's called.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Let's go play fun Sega Saturn games.
I can do that. I have an emulator.
There you go.
I don't know how emulators work. I don't know how they
work. I used to know how to work
with them. I have a shitty, like, 11-year-old you have a laptop. Terrible computer. Yeah.
So Ed's hopes and dreams were crushed at DDT today.
Yeah, dramatic dream team. It was more like dramatic nightmare team.
Yeah.
You get it?
DNT, I guess. DMT.
Yeah.
Drugs.
How excited were you to see the two top members of
the Ed Division?
Of the Ed Division.
So I was most excited to see Takeshi Masada. Right. But match wise, I was more excited for Shuna's match.
Okay.
Because Shuna's match had stakes.
Yeah. Right.
To follow something. And then Takeshi Masada was teaming with Nick Wayne.
Did that change when he looked at you and did the L on the forehead?
Give me the L.
Yeah.
That's my boy.
Yeah.
We're friends now.
You guys did kind of fall in love a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You guys made eye contact and had a moment.
Yeah.
He was excited that I was excited.
It was nice. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I have footage on my phone of Ed cheering when Masada came out.
Yeah.
That I will not show anyone. I'll show some to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if you want to pay me
it's
money.
It's a special treat for me.
Right. That'll be the beginning of the We Need Wrestling Patreon. Yeah. That we'll just sell all the photos of Ed we took and are going to take the rest of this weekend.
Yeah.
There's going to be sleepy ones.
Oh, no. Little sleepy Ed pictures.
I'm going to pose him inappropriately while he sleeps.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's what happened. You asked if he can stay. I didn't tell you what the consequences were.
Is it
going to
be like that episode of South Park where Carmen puts Butter's dick in his mouth and takes the picture because he thought he was owning Butter?
Yeah, yeah. He's always making Butters. Yeah. Yeah, showing how gay Butters is. Yeah.
That's ridiculous. Yeah. No.
Are you going to give him a Hitler?
No.
That's pretty. Well, they only say it to, like, Kenny in the muffled way. He's like, pretty goddamn gay, dude.
Yeah, pretty goddamn gay, dude.
Jesus
and, like,
Christ.
Carmen puts the fucking picture up on the projector of the first class.
Because he figures the only way he can get through it is to own it. So he tries to make it out like this was an art project.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I love that episode so much. So
I haven't watched South Park in any regularity since the first or second season.
I've watched it lately because it's all on Paramount and it's like all specials and stuff. Yeah? Hmm. I'm like, I don't have time for this thing.
So DDT was a very good show, I felt.
That show ruled.
Flew by.
That was awesome.
Really great stuff. Main event was good. All the matches were great. I've only seen really killer, like Brett and I have really killer matches in the two shows today. Really good stuff.
Yeah, man, Stardom was fucking awesome. That show ripped.
Yeah.
Like,
it was an hour 45, five or six matches, but they were all great.
Fast match.
Yeah.
Fast card.
Yeah, really fast card. Really cool stuff.
Seeing, like, Mayu Iwatani again, where she doesn't lose to fucking, it was Kelly Klein, was that her name in Ring of Honor?
Yeah.
Dude, so I was at the Madison Square Garden show, and I had to watch her lose to Kelly Klein.
Yikes.
Oh, and I was devastated. But, yeah, like, seeing Mayu and, like, the Club Venus, reunion was cool as shit.
Yeah, even though...
And Mariah May is way too good for wrestling.
Zaya Brookside still can't do the fucking dance.
Yeah, she did a fun
she
dance.
She did a really bad job at the dance on the ramp.
It's like, sure.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Zaya Brookside, very bad at
it. Do you know Zaya Brookside?
Aware of.
Yeah. She's NXT
we've
superstar.
Seen her twice in 2 weeks now.
Did we?
Yeah, because she wrestled Ash Byam against at the TNA tapings.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I completely forgot.
That's your buddy.
Yeah, your pal.
Ash Byam got worse somehow.
That rules.
She's terrible.
That's awesome.
But she's a very nice lady.
Yeah.
She's very nice to me.
She's just terrible.
But worst so terrible bad. Wrestler. The worst wrestler I've ever seen, really, I think.
I love your shirt. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah?
It says, I hate God on it.
So... Ed,
yeah,
they did the meet and greet at DDT. I want to talk about your moment here.
We're gonna bounce around.
Yeah, we can bounce around. That's fine. I'll bring it back to DDT though. Meet and greet afterwards.
Yeah,
we walk in. They ask who you're here to see.
Yeah,
and you only see Shunma.
Yeah, because we see the one wall, and then over here. So I said, "Oh, well, Shunma," and they're like, "All right, go right up. Then you're good." And it's like, "All right, dope."
Because nobody else was
correct.
Everybody was just there to see Takeshi.
Because Takeshi was up there. I was in line for Harada. And but only like one person that was in line. There's one person in front of me. So, but I'm waiting for Harada. When I see Masada next to him at the table, and I give you the old tap and tell you to look over. What were you feeling in that moment?
Nervous. I don't like meeting people. I'm bad at it.
Oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
I'm never good at it.
And then we witnessed you and Masada have a bit of a moment.
Yeah. He gave me correct change and was super proud of himself.
He was so... I was
super proud of...
I was watching from a distance, and I was like, oh, man, this is
I gave
so cool.
him two 20s, and he went through the money bag and, like, questioned himself and then pulled out a 10 and handed it to me, like, and I said, yeah, and he handed it. He got real happy, like, yeah, like, I did it.
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, hell yeah, dude.
And then he asked how to spell your name?
Yeah.
He didn't know who you were. You weren't able to, like,
and just, like,
shooting,
like, he got very excited when he found out it was only two letters.
Yeah, that's good.
He was super stoked that he only had to write two letters.
Hirata didn't even ask me if I wanted my name on it. He just signed the thing.
He said, this is going to go on Edward Bay.
Right, exactly. That's...
Like, when Takeshi just signed his picture for me, I was like, oh, just give me, like, the one on top. He's like, oh, the OnlyFans one. I said, fuck yeah,
he didn't
dude.
Even give me the option. He didn't even ask me.
He's a fuck.
I just wanted the photo anyway.
He was a fuck.
Yeah. No, you... So, he did beat Shunma and broke your heart.
He beat the shit out of
him. It was a great match.
Yeah, he kicked his ass. Yeah.
They definitely... They gave it back and forth, though. I thought she laid it in, because there was some stiff ones in
he
that match.
He fucking crushed his fucking throat.
Takeshita, I think, is one of the most talented wrestlers currently going.
No doubt.
It was fun to see him. He is as tall
that was
as
Onita.
You, he is as tall as you Onita. Think. He's as handsome as you think.
Yeah.
But more importantly, Ed was wearing... a Team No Respect shirt.
Yeah.
Which Takeshita liked.
Yeah. I wasn't getting my picture taken with Takeshita. I was standing there with him.
Why? Because he's a fuck.
He's a fuck.
Yeah.
And when I went to walk away, he said, hey. And I turned to him and he goes, I like your shirt.
Yeah.
Yes. And I was like, oh, Team No Respect. And he hit me with the dance.
And then we did the dance.
Yeah, we all got to do the Team No Respect
dance. I told him, I didn't like you.
You literally said, I didn't like you until now.
Now I like you.
Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know we were both Kanasuke guys.
Yeah, right. He laughed very hard. He was very happy about it.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, Takeshita rocks.
He was awesome. It's good to have a picture with him. He's the best. If Chris Brooks had t-shirts for sale, we would have stayed in line.
Yeah.
But that's
always
weird.
Liked him.
Yeah. The whole time.
You've been day one
day
Chris
one,
Brooks
Day
guy.
One. Very, very, very beginning.
Yeah.
I've loved Chris Brooks. I've never... mistaken you him
love
for
his shoulder
else.
Brace. Yeah. You're a big fan of
I
it.
I remembered him immediately because of his shoulder brace. It was what stuck out. It was really, it's really what landed in my brain and left a lasting impression.
You love that guy.
I love him. Day one. Always have. Always will. Some will say, actually.
What else happened on the show? Yoshihiko saved, the fuck's that thing's name?
Chintan, right?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was fun.
The mascot.
Yeah, that was
you,
one of the
you
things.
You did not know what
I just shook my head at
it
for that. That was one of the worst.
No, that was
like,
really
uh-huh.
great. That was fantastic.
It was
shit.
So, uh-huh. so much fun.
Very popular in social media.
Clearly,
that's how I learned. What is it? Chitan?
Something
Chitan.
Like that.
Yeah. I learned from like a sponsored tweet.
Oh,
yeah.
So like I don't
they did
like,
sponsored tweets that no one could avoid for a long time.
Yeah,
and I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah,
I watch
like,
a lot of
I love
DDT. I've never seen this thing before.
I don't think
he did a exploding bat match. With Onita.
Oh, that's...
In FMWE or in DDT?
I think DDT.
Oh, weird. Who won?
Wouldn't it be funny if Onita put over the fucking mascot, but not Hayabusa?
You figure you gotta put somebody over at some point.
You'd think.
When we saw him, did he beat Tremont? Yeah, he did.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah. He barely even bumped.
Why would I even ask?
Tremont got lit on fire like three times for real in that match. Yeah.
He wears a mask now.
When we saw him earlier, he wasn't.
Tremont?
Tremont, isn't he
an MLW, right? Or no.
No,
I'm
he's just
Jeff Cannonball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, I'm confusing my fat, bald,
good for
white
Cannonball,
dude.
Though. Cannonball's good.
Rules.
Yeah.
I love Jeff.
No, Tremont wears like a rip-off Mankind mask.
Oh, yeah, because
he
teamed Cruel. Did you guys see that picture of Cruel Jonathan Gresham from tonight?
No,
yes.
I only heard
Jonathan Gresham wanted uppies.
Dude, that comment fucking killed me.
Oh, it's insane.
Then someone just tweeted out the pictures like, seriously, what are we doing here?
Is it going to be for, is Cruel IWTV champion?
I don't know what show it was a part of. I don't know.
Jerry.
Yeah.
I know you listen.
Yeah, hey, Jerry.
Hit us up, Jer Bear.
Yeah.
Those women next to us could not decide if they liked me or not.
Yeah.
No? Why not?
Because they didn't. Because I'm me.
They thought I was funny.
Yeah, they did. They could not pinpoint on whether they were fans of mine or not.
Yeah. I mean,
it varies.
I don't know that that's an unusual experience for you.
I get it. No, I understand.
She definitely was taking up my seat, which was every, uncomfortable.
I love every time you sat back down, you go, I'm losing territory.
I had to time it. Like, there was one match where I didn't even stand up because I was like, I don't want to give more space up. I'm already encroaching into Ed. But every time we would be standing up and she would sit down before me,
she thought you were a single man.
She'd take more of my chair. I mean, who wouldn't? but because I don't wear a wedding ring and I don't have the indentation anymore because my fingers are too fat. But yeah, every time. So then I had to make sure I timed it out to sit down before her.
Yeah.
I didn't even stand up for the one match. I also don't think I stood up for Dan the Dad.
Dude, what the
fuck? No? Fuck? You didn't?
No.
What the fuck did that guy say when we were in line for Stardom that I got really annoyed with?
Everything.
Yeah, because...
Slurs?
He said, I have hands and I'll show you them if you ask or something.
Yeah.
Like, I'm prepared to use them.
Let's do that then.
I said to DJ, I'm like, yeah. I'm just gonna turn around and be like, all right,
okay,
yeah.
And did, like, he was like really talking down to that dude he was with,
was he?
Yeah, like he said something about like some show that he's like a secret show.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
Oh, like, what's the show? Yeah. He's like, I've already said too much.
Yeah, he goes, I'm not going to that show with you tonight. I got invited as a special guest, to a secret show at a bar. A VIP.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, oh, that's cool. What is it? He goes, I've said too much already.
I would have turned around and I'm like, I don't know who you are, but I'm going to figure out a way to kill you and get away with it.
Because I said to DJ when we got there, I'm like, oh, man, like, I love going to wrestling shows, but the worst part is just like, you know, the people.
Yeah.
And 3 minutes later, this happened. I was like, right. God fucking
we had
damn
good,
it.
We had cool people at Stardom.
Yeah, it was nice.
And DDT was fine.
Yeah, DDT was cool.
Other people we know who I won't name got Mr. Brown at Stardom. Someone sitting around them had a little doo-doo in the pants and their pantaloons. But we did not. We had a cool crowd there. We had a decent enough crowd except for the seat encroaching that the DDT show had.
I still wonder if that guy, that Alex Coghlan fan, is like super upset.
He's got to be. He's just sitting, laying in his bed, smearing ketchup on himself and his clothes.
Yeah, we were at a New Japan show once, and this dude, like, was in love with Alex Coghlan.
Uh-huh.
He was at the ECW ring, and he brought, like, a big Alex Coghlan sign, and he smelled, like, ketchup real bad.
Okay.
And, like, because now Alex Coghlan had to retire because he, like, has a shit neck.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy has to be devastated.
And he had a tracksuit.
Yeah.
And then a bag with him with more tracksuits that he would change depending on who was wrestling. Right there, he would swap out the jackets.
Yes. Pants or just jackets?
Just the jackets. He had another garbage bag with a 3-tiered Alex Coghlan sign.
Yeah.
Yeah. it was 3 pieces of poster board that he had taped together.
And it said Android.
He would unfold it. He would and hold it up himself across three people. And
for this Bullet Club.
He wasn't even Bullet Club. That he was like just teaming just with like Clark Connors.
The machine or was that his name?
The Android.
Android, whatever.
Just a New Japan USA guy.
Yeah. Like just shitty dojo guy.
Yeah. Definitely before Bullet Club shitty. Yeah.
Cool, right?
Yeah.
I don't like this man.
He freaked out. He smelled like ketchup, right? I didn't like him either.
Oh, he smelled like ketchup and it freaked me the fuck out. I was so mad. That guy
sucks. He's a huge fan. Huge. Who else did he like on that show? I don't remember. I think Taguchi. That was about it. No, that was me. I don't think Taguchi was on that show.
No.
Taguchi rules, Ed.
Oh, no, he was like wearing a mask and it was just real muffled screaming.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Alex.
Let's go, Alex.
Let's go, Alex. And then just ketchup smell.
Shunma!
Yeah, you were yelling Shunma!
I have no idea.
I don't know. Mal came out to Paramore, that rocked.
Yeah.
Told everybody
really
you.
Sang that.
Told everybody
he was
you.
Like really laying on the fucking
big time. Big time.
Even like people are doing meet and greets with him and taking videos of him.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
He's a fucked up wrestler for a fucked up world, dude.
And it's true. Fucking
singing karaoke and motherfucking everybody.
Yeah, apparently he sang Wonderwall karaoke other night, which that rocked.
Very weird.
What a good one. I like Mao. I don't know what else is interesting. Nothing?
I mean, that's it. We took Ed for his first ever cheesesteak.
Yeah, it was really good.
How's your cheesesteak?
The best one I've ever had.
Good.
Is it also the worst one you've ever had?
Same time, yes.
Yeah.
Was it? It was Gino's, right?
Gino's,
it was good. I like it.
What did you think of the cookie place?
I liked that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In our speakeasy cookie lab?
Yeah.
That was fun.
Here's the thing. I think they're dicks for making you look up a password on Instagram. They could have just let us through that fucking door.
The last time we were there, it was that dude.
Yeah.
And he was just letting people go.
Yeah. And he fucked up the pricing on my order and saved me like $4.
And then, I got the same exact thing because I knew he was going to fuck up the price again.
Yeah.
So.
And he did?
Yeah.
He did. That's rules.
I was like, you don't care about your job at all, dude.
But apparently tonight he did. That lady must have been his manager.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because when he was there working, he's like, do you guys want to go back there?
Yeah.
Like, no, we're good. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They made me fucking dance like
they did. They treated you like an animal.
I feel like a puppet.
They treated you like an animal.
And she pulled the strings.
The minute she would have said, like, no, you got to look it up on the Instagram, I'd be like, no, I ain't that cool. I'm all right.
And she's like, oh, it's in the highlights. I'm like, I don't know what that is. Yeah. I have no idea how that works.
You would if you got kicked off Twitter?
Yeah.
You get how Instagram works.
Yeah, the password was Twitter. I was like, it's really long. I was like, it's a 5-word password. This is bullshit. April showers bring May flowers,
no,
I think.
No, that was not it.
April something.
It was April, May something. So, hold on.
Cookie, I was close. Rain, cookie.
Hold on.
Rain. Yeah. Raining cookies or
rain
something.
It's rain in May. Yeah. Let's
spoil it for everybody. In case you're going to Insomnia Cookie.
Yeah, if anybody wants to go. Oh, it's
guys, it's not a real speakeasy. They don't have any alcohol.
They had milk though.
For
milk school.
I guess for this month, it's April showers may bring cookies.
That's not even clever.
Rhyme. That doesn't rhyme.
Oh, yeah. That's apparently only for that location.
It doesn't rhyme.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it says say the secret password to enter the hidden cookie lab entrance at our South Philly location, 833 Wharton Street.
Wharton.
Wharton.
Oh, well, that was fun.
So there you go. Spoiled.
Yeah. So we got cookies, and now we're here in a hotel room hanging out.
Exactly.
And we got Tokyo Joshi Pro in the morning.
We do.
And ROH at night. And
we do.
Ed's going to drive home.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's no other shows you're hitting, like, hitting tomorrow.
I'm going right home.
I didn't drink. I'm not drunk. I'm really, 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 really extremely sober now.
I love that so much.
I don't know what that is.
I saved it to my phone. I put it in the Discord the other day.
What is it?
I think it's one of the girls from G Idol, but she's doing it live and she's didn't drink. She's not drunk. She's really, really, really extremely sober now.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
And you only drink a little bit.
I have 4 drinks. That's nothing. That's nothing,
dude. No problem with that.
Yeah.
If I had 4 drinks right now, I'd be fucking.
That's wild. Not me. I was fine.
Eyes would be rolling back in my head.
Is there any wrestling, Brett, that you want to talk about from this week that you feel is necessary to fill Ed in on? Or
honestly, not prep. Really.
Okay.
Trent turned on Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
Why is Orange Cassidy asked him, is Orange vaccinated? Is that what happened?
What's Orange's political stance?
Yeah.
No, Trent took a shot at Punk on Twitter. He's like... the best.
Do you think that's why they did it?
Yeah, that's why. Gore just standing up for him.
Yeah.
Because that interview came out, he's like, the best commenter, baby faces, or something like that.
Mm.
He's a notorious Punk hater.
Trent?
Yeah.
He's a hater. He's just a hater.
Everyone, yeah. Which I kind of respect it.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Dude, Roppongi Vice was real cool.
Yeah, the Roppongi Vice was cool.
But yeah, he turned on Orange Cassidy.
Yeah.
He hit him with a knee. Mm.
So
what else happened?
You didn't watch Collision, which is your show.
Yeah.
So you didn't see who answered the Cope Open this week.
No, I heard who answered the Cope
Open. It was Matt Cardona.
The Cope Oakland. I need a water ice.
Fucking Cope Oakland, dude.
Cope Oakland.
Oh.
So I thought that was a good match, actually.
Yeah,
Edge, dude, Cardona. Yeah. I thought it was really good.
Like,
I thought it was good.
Kind of ape shit for Cardona.
Yeah. The funny thing is seeing it online and not just in his own toy group, where everyone's like, "You should sign him. He's immediately the top of your card."
Yeah.
It's like, oh, is he?
Yeah.
Top of whose card?
AEW.
Yep.
Right next to Okada.
Yeah.
Right next to him.
It goes Okada, Cardona.
Oh no, that was a Cardona Okada.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. He stinks. He just fucking stinks, dude. Yeah. He, the only thing he's ever done when he, like, with all his AIW stops that I had any use for was at Gauntlet for the Gold, which is like the Royal Rumble. This guy, Isaiah Broner, won it, and he's going to face Matt Cardona for the title. And Matt Cardona was behind his merch stand, and when Isaiah Broner was, like, celebrating, Matt Cardona stands out, and he's, like, leans down, and he's, like, getting ready to run the ring. And like, I'm like 4 or 5 feet away from him. I turned in and I'm like, you're not going to run in there, are you? And he looks at me and I go, that's a fucking terrible idea. He's going to kick your ass. And he looks at me and he just goes, and flips me off like a little kid. Just flips me off. Yeah. Just
like, dude. That's his quick wit.
Yeah. He said, fuck you.
He's a quick-witted guy. Fucking did he run in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he get his ass kicked?
I believe so.
Damn right.
All
right,
good.
What else? That Harley Race Dark Side of the Ring was real cool.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Ed, how do you feel about Harley Race?
I don't have any feelings strongly one way or another on Harley Race.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, CM Punk wants to be him.
Yeah.
Desperately.
What would Harley Race do? I heard that interview. I listen to it like once a year. Yeah. I still think it's very funny.
Yeah.
I still think it's very, very funny.
They told a story about when he choked out Vince McMahon in a strip club. I think it was a strip club.
Somewhere.
Or a bar or something. Yeah.
Did they talk about it bringing a gun into Hogan?
Yes, they did. And how he set the ring on fire.
Yeah.
Then they talked about him shooting up a fan's house.
Yeah.
They're like, oh yeah, Harley drove by with a pistol.
After he got stabbed. He got stabbed and then he found out who the dude was. Trevor Murdoch was telling him the story. And so he found that he drove by the dude's house. And Trevor Murdoch was like, and I told him, I said, I heard you drove past this guy's house with a pistol.
Yeah.
And Harley was like, it was a machine gun.
Yeah.
And he fucking drove by the dude's house and just emptied a machine gun into his house.
I would ask him if I was interviewing him, Harley, how did you get Ron Harris booked in NOAA?
Dude, they showed a picture of Harley's training school and they had the NOAA sign up.
Yeah.
They showed Kibashi.
With Kibashi.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's so fucking cool.
That's crazy. Do you watch the Dark Side?
Seven times.
Yeah, I watch all of them.
Did you watch the Harley one?
Well, normally, I don't. That
motherfucker.
I don't like paying laundry man to do laundry, and my parents live half a block away. So on Fridays when I don't work, I'll go to their house and do laundry, and then my dad will want to. He's like, put that wrestling thing on.
Put it on.
He's like, all right. So I'll watch Dark Side with him. He liked the Beefer one a lot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Weird. I thought it was like the worst.
Well, my dad knows just little bits about wrestling. Oh, he was just like, nobody likes Beefcake, right?
Yeah,
and I was like, no, people do. And he's just like, nobody likes Brutus Beefcake.
Nobody likes Brother Brudeye.
He just thought it was real funny that woman just wanted to have sex with Brutus Beefcake.
Yeah.
He's like, that's insane. That would be someone's goal in life.
That's all she wanted was to fuck Brutus Beefcake. Right.
I just wanted to meet Shunma Katsumata and Takeshi Masada.
Well, dreams came true.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting on the couch the other day, and Michelle said, is Tito Santana a good wrestler?
What the fuck? Out of nowhere?
Yeah. And I was like, what happened?
What? Yeah, what?
And she was like, is Tito Santana, was he any good? And I was like, Wait, what?
Old Chico Santana?
And I said Chico Santana. I said the Flying Burrito, and I explained to her how Jesse used to call him.
Oh, Jesse was racist.
Yes, exactly. And then I was like, I was like, you know, Intercontinental Champion, Tag Champion, became El Matador.
Half a Strike Force.
Yeah, I was like, half a Strike Force. Like, yeah, he was good. What the fuck is happening, though? And she was like, oh, I got an ad for Cameo, and his cameos are only $15. And I thought that meant he was shitty. And I was like,
he's just hard up for money.
Yeah, I'm like, no.
Did Michelle get one?
No.
She Arriba.
Yeah. I wish. That'd be hilarious.
Arriba.
But no, I don't think he's a shitty wrestler. I was just like, he's like, he was a PE teacher. He's, he's just doing a couple bucks, but he's not,
I don't know anybody
that would pay $15 for Tito Santana. But I also think it's a pretty good price.
I would pay $15, but I would try to get him to do stuff like people used to do to Chris Chan, where you're like, Chris Chan can... You say happy birthday to my friend Dylan Klebold.
Jeez.
Oh. And he did it. I would do stuff like that.
Thank God. Tito Santana's mother's not alive.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? Tito Santana?
All of my Chris Chan knowledge, it was like from like your guys' tweets.
Yeah.
I knew nothing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I was just like,
I still don't know anything.
Someone was like, oh, he like essayed his own mother or something. And they're like, yeah, that's where I kind of was like, I'm good.
Nah. You just wait. I'm going to get... pay $15 to get Tito Santana to be like, I just want to give a shout out to Randy Stairs.
What the fuck, man?
I have a big fan, Randy Stairs.
Jesus Christ.
And his girlfriend, Ember. That's the cartoon ghost that Randy Stairs fell in love with.
Do you think?
And yes, sure, man.
Do you know who Randy Stairs is? He shot up a
yes, yes, yes. I know who Randy Stairs
story
is.
Worked out. little string bean arms with a shotgun. You ever seen the target practice footage? Sure, it's so funny.
Yep.
I think it's funny that Randy Stairs did all that to be taken seriously, and they for sure mock him with it in hell. They make him watch his little string bean arms not be able to shoot that shotgun like a jug 3 feet from him.
I don't know who that is. I don't remember that.
And they're like, look, dude, this is all anybody knows you for. You did all this to be taken seriously, and this is this right here, your little string bean arms not being able to hold the kickback of a shotgun is all you're remembered for. This and wanting to have sex with a cartoon ghost girl.
This is going to be very weird for Tito Santana.
Yeah.
Do you think people read them or you think they just do them? You think for $15 he'd turn it down?
Or you know, he ain't Googling anybody's name to do it. Who's doing it? He would shout out Randy Stairs. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Man, he would know.
All right.
He's shouting out Randy Stairs if I pay him $15. 100%. There's no doubt.
He's like, oh, $15 I get from this? Sure.
Yeah. What if he didn't, though? He's just real up on internet culture. Yeah, and he's just like, I know who this is, and I'm not
taking He worked at a school. He might know.
The only cameo I ever tried to buy was from Dana Donnelly, and she wouldn't do it.
Why?
She's turned it down.
Why?
Because
what were you asking for? Don't answer that.
No. It's good. It was, can you shout out my friend Joe and tell him that you wish Claudia would have hit him harder?
Oh,
is when he was saying all that mean stuff about Dana Donnelly, and she's like, "I don't feel comfortable telling someone. I hope someone hits them."
Oh,
and she's like, "Whatever, man.
It's wrestling.
Boo. She doesn't care about wrestling. She doesn't care."
Boo. Does Belle Delphine do cameos?
If she does, I bet it's so much money. She makes a lot of money. That is a rich person. She's rich. Yeah.
Like, did it start like after she started doing like adult movies or?
I mean, she always had money before that. She had Patreons and stuff, and like she was doing okay. Sponsorship deals.
All I know
she's
about
doing all right.
Delphine is from you, so
and I wanna ask you a question.
Yeah, is it a 2-part question?
No, it's not.
Do you have a 2-part question?
I can't think of it. I'm very tired.
You're at Steve.
How do you feel about Paige and her dumb brother?
Oh, well, I know because I watched the hit film Fighting With My Family that her brother just doesn't have it, you know?
Yeah, okay.
But Paige does have it.
Yeah.
He just ain't got it.
He definitely doesn't have it. Because he's in AEW now, you know
that's
that.
That's so funny. I do know that. Because Jonah told me, because Jonah was excited, because Jonah likes Fighting With My Family.
Oh.
They unofficially sponsored Pod Van Dam for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
You could get Hulu, which had Fighting With My Family, and use promo code Pod Van Dam for 3 months.
Did you make money off of that?
I don't think it was real. I think Jonah just said this every week to entertain himself.
I like it.
I mean, I kind
of
respect
that. Or Jonah was making a ton of money.
And not telling us. Yeah, that rules, too.
Did he, like, start driving a new car?
I wonder if you still sign up for IWTV and use the promo code Mortis if you, get anything from us.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I don't even. Who knows?
I think I was the only one who actually used it.
Probably.
I think we either made 30 cents or $3, one of the two, from our promo code.
I like it. Good.
But I can't remember which. It's a three involved for sure, though.
Well, we do have a question of the week, though.
Oh, we do.
From a certain someone who always asks a question.
Taylor, question of the week.
Fuck yeah. So
I don't get to play your theme because you don't have a 2-part question.
That's professional, right?
Yeah, that's right off the soundboard, dude.
Hell yeah.
So the Tim Taylor question of the week. We all know the characteristics of the wrestlers in the Ed division.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to remind people what that means?
Oh, the Ed division is about weight limits, about being really, really attractive.
Yeah. Okay. So I have Shudma.
Yeah.
Masada.
Yeah.
Anybody else?
Tonight, Mao.
Mao's in it. Okay. How do you feel about Mao's longer hair, though, now?
I don't like it as much.
I don't either.
He's a little shaggy boy.
Yeah.
He needs to, like, cut it a little bit.
It looks like he washes it but doesn't condition it. It was puffy.
Yeah. I agree. So,
who else is in the Ed division not from tonight?
Is there anybody in AEW in the Ed division?
Yeah, is there any stalwarts?
I know not. I don't have anything about AEW. Catalina from CMLL. She's
okay.
In it.
Okay.
Dolce Tormenta.
Okay.
She's in it.
Yeah.
Saki Akai. I don't care if she's retired. In it.
Okay.
AEW. Who's on that roster?
You're a collider, man. You should know.
Christian Cage.
I don't even know who's on the AEW. I don't even know.
Was pre-Scapegoat Jungle Boy in the Ed division? No.
No,
even though he looks like his dad?
No.
Nothing for you?
No.
Okay.
Marco stunt.
Oh Jesus! There's not a lot of like tiny handsome.
I don't like the stunts.
Boy, no, boys in AEW. We're not stunt
fans. No.
What about New Japan?
Oh, what
who's
about
in New Japan?
What about Rising Hayato?
Oh, Rising Hayato for sure. Thought is. So. Yeah.
All right. What's the rest of Tim's question? We're building our own divisions.
What are the characteristics of wrestlers in the Dooge division and the Brett division?
Right.
I don't fucking
know. Brett is embarrassed to say it, but he said they can't be vaccinated.
That's right.
Like he was, like he we talked about this question beforehand, and Brett's I'm like, I don't want to get to it. Brett said, I don't want to get into it, but like, I don't want them vaccinated.
That's true. I remember him saying that. Yeah.
I'm the most vaccinated person here.
I tried to talk to him about it, but he threatened to get his lawyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a real man would.
He's wearing an Aaron Rodgers jersey to bed. I don't know what that means.
That's true. Yeah.
But he is.
I don't know. Who's my favorite wrestler? The Great Muta. Let's be the Great Muta.
Oh, Antonita's here. Yeah, you got to be a piece of shit, right?
Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
You got to be an old man that won't lose to anybody.
Yeah. Oh, who's that kid? Katsuki's kid? Nah, yeah. I'm not losing it.
The Brett division is Fujita, the Great Muta, Keiji Muto, and
hell yeah,
Chono,
Great Sakuya,
just all the people who didn't want to, everyone who says that don't work for me,
that don't work for me, brother. I like people that go into business for themselves. That's right. That have Fu Manchu.
You like people who take their balls and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's exactly who I like.
Yep. You can't anyone in the Brett division immediately has to lose a tricep when they enter.
How
I'm pretty sure.
Number one, how fucking dare you? I don't know. Let's see who Ahmed Johnson.
Okay,
and not like I don't know, like getting injured always. See, that's why I like CM Punk so much.
It's true. You like injured guys.
Yeah,
yeah.
Remember when Ahmed would just like randomly jump over the top rope at people?
He's nuts.
And his whole asshole would just be hanging
he's
out.
Insane.
And he wore fucking elbow pads on his thighs.
Yeah.
God damn, Ahmed Johnson was cool. Sure. I don't know. Being the Nation of Domination, you're probably fucking badass, and right. I like you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. What are...
My division
be
is...
Be a big, strong boy.
Yeah, my division is very easy. I like beefy boys with no midsection definition.
And Japanese men that show their buttholes.
So, right. So I like Tomohiro Ishii and Masakita Miya and the other guy who isn't there anymore. The other big guy. Inamura.
Oh.
And I don't know who else.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's what I like doing. I like
tall and handsome boys.
I like watching wrestlers and go, I could get in that shape.
Yeah,
that's my division.
Ed, what's troubling you right now?
Yeah, you
the
okay?
Look on your face is very.
I'm looking at the AEW roster. There's just so many fucking people. I've been scrolling forever. I'm in K's.
Is Slim J on there?
Yeah, they should fire more people, if we're being honest. This is insane.
So Ed, Paige Van Zant is still on that roster,
what?
I'm pretty sure.
Ed, I was a crazy person for a while, and I was playing Fire Pro Wrestling. And I was like downloading every single wrestler, and it took me forever on AEW.
Was this Tony Khan's like charity? He's just giving people money?
Yes, he's a billionaire. He can do whatever he wants.
This is insane. Why are you don't need... No one needs this many people.
But if he who are you looking at right now?
If he doesn't have them, WWE
Parker
will.
Bordreau. I got to pee finally.
Oh, he's
fine. We know he's not there anymore. They didn't update that website.
Yeah. I don't know. In closing,
my division is definitely like barrel-chested guys with a little bit of belly or just
Sammy Guevara.
Just okay.
Oh, I forgot Camboy Sammy was on that roster. I should know that one right away. Yeah. Camboy Sammy.
All right. Oh. I like it. Nakanishi, another one for me. That's pretty good.
Okay,
You know, Scott Norton. I'm not a huge, like while I appreciate a steroid belly, they're not in my division for that.
It's a power gut, excuse me.
Sorry, power gut. Chicken and rice belly. The dudes who look like they can move a house very easily. I like functional muscles in my men.
Kira Hogan.
I like who?
Oh. Kira Hogan. I didn't know she worked
Brooke
there.
Hogan?
Who?
Brooke Hogan?
Brooktini brother?
Tizanize?
Kira Hogan from TNA?
Yeah. I didn't know she's an AEW.
Oh, for just a brief amount of time.
She's the officially unofficially awarded least pop like ever.
Yeah, she's a Ring of Honor person.
Who am I thinking of? Tasha Steele's her tag partner.
She comes out and nobody gives a fuck.
I give a fuck.
Nobody cares. I just like they just don't care about this woman at all. I feel bad every time.
I do. She's very attractive.
I just see a video of her and Willow Nightingale dancing.
Look at Jim Ross's neck. So funny.
Also, if we're not talking male wrestlers, Megan Bain is solidly in my division.
Yeah.
Solidly.
Like I said, Mariah May, she's too good for wrestling.
Yeah, for sure.
She needs to get out. Get out while she still can because you're too good for this.
For sure.
There's no need for you to be here.
Agreed.
I don't know. Just be Bret Hart.
Okay. Happy with that. That's a good division to have.
Fuck you, Ed. Fuck Shawn Michaels. Get out of here.
You're a Shawn Michaels guy?
Yeah.
Over Bret. It's not like I love Shawn either. Just Shawn's better than Bret.
Do you believe the screw job was real?
Yeah, I watched it. I've seen it. Yeah, it's real.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do I believe it was a work?
Yeah.
You believe it was a was it a work shoot?
Was Bret in on it?
Yeah.
Did Bret work himself? It went perfectly though. It did go perfectly for everybody. Right. Everybody came out better, but I don't think the intention was.
Yeah.
I don't think that was on purpose. It just worked out that everybody came out better.
That loogie that Bret spits, that's what you should like that like him more than Shawn just for the fact that he literally spit on Vince McMahon's face.
And then
he refused to lose a fake fight an entire country for a belt that isn't real.
To someone that didn't respect him.
Yeah.
Respect
for what?
Shawn Michaels.
Shawn said, I would never do the same for you.
Shawn said he would never lose the belt to Bret. And Bret
said,
well,
I would never put you over.
Who cares? Yeah.
I care.
Sean's not the boss.
It's still real to them, damn it.
But Sean is a bitch.
Okay. It's not real.
Bret Hart ripped his hair out.
No, 100% Bret's wrong. That's not shitting real, dude. Shitting real. Wrong. Just how lose. It's not real.
It's not wrong ever.
Yeah, fucking dork. He's a dork. Dork behavior.
We're fucking getting across the line right now.
I can't lose my fake belt in this entire country.
What would Stu have thought?
Huh? What was Stu really wrestled people. It was real. Dude. Stu hurt people. True.
There's a clip from the Bret documentary where they show Stu and somebody hits the ropes and Stu hits him with a right hand in the jaw. It's so cool.
Yeah, looks like a whore.
It looks like a whore.
Oh, no. You all right? You're dying? You okay?
Oh, no. You all right?
All right.
Well, thank you, Tim.
Yeah, thanks,
love you, pal. Have fun at Mania on Sunday.
Yeah.
I hope Cody Rhodes loses.
Yeah, have fun watching Cody lose.
Because that'll be very hilarious. Yeah,
Cody ain't so finishing funny. That story.
Dude, how fucking
stories end bad all the time, Tim.
Yeah.
Good guys lose all the time at the end of
that
stories.
That guy was so concerned by this Takeshi Day.
He was very
worried about you.
Yeah, right? He really was.
Imagine if he saw the Masada one.
There wouldn't be that many questions.
That would be more confusing.
This man's nipples.
Yeah, the Takeshita one is definitely. It's
what Takeshita said to me. Oh, you want the OnlyFans one?
Yep.
Yes, sir, I do.
I said, whip that peepee out then.
Yeah.
Let's see it.
Let's see that peepee.
Let's see it, coward.
You should have said that to Takeshita right there.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
Without your peepee, coward.
You fucking coward.
What? Jesus Christ. He would have knocked me out cold.
Probably.
He would have whooped my ass more than he did Shunmas tonight.
Ooh.
That's for saying the bad words about Bret Hart. How dare you?
I mean, Shunma got hit for real, and Bret did fake fights. So
Bret Hart got hit for real, too.
No, Bret Hart's whole thing is like, it's not
Goldberg.
Supposed to hurt. If it hurts, it's bad. Yeah. If it hurts, you're bad at it.
Yeah, but he got hit for real by Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
Bill Goldberg.
Yeah, but then he had that fun WCW run where he talked about LJ.
Can you imagine like Bret watching your matches and be like, any advice? Well, you're better than Bill Goldberg.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's not. You're just bitter. That doesn't help me.
But he didn't like Honky Tonk Man's punches.
Yeah, he said they were powder puff.
Yeah, he said Honky Tonk Man's punches were powder puff.
What does he want? What does he want then?
He just wants to be loved.
Yeah, somewhere in the middle.
You leave him alone.
Yeah, you leave Bret Hart alone. You're making more enemies.
That's fine. I don't have social media anymore. I can say anything I want.
I'll fucking find yourself. I know your Instagram, man.
Right. What else we got? Is there anything else? I think Ed's ready for
new
Ben.
Triple Crown champ.
That's
it.
Who won it?
Yumanzai.
Yeah, Yumanzai.
He's like only what? Like
he's
a
24
year?
Years old.
Wow, that's
a year or two in, right?
He is the youngest Triple Crown champion of all time.
That's crazy. Well, didn't they kind of almost do a reset on all their champs?
Oh, at the end of the show. Yeah,
because Rising Heights told him. He won the junior belt, right?
Yep.
And then tag straps changed, too.
The Saitos had them still, don't they?
I don't like them.
I do. They're grimy.
Yeah. Every time I've seen them, I'm just like,
they're grimy fucks, dude.
Not for me.
It's weird because they used to be like clean cut, right?
Yeah. They look like they should be in 666. I like it.
Yeah, they kind
of. Yeah, dude. They look like they should be in J Stage. They're my kind of guys.
Hey, you know what you should do tomorrow? You should go to WrestleCon and get your picture with Jason the Terrible.
Yeah, you should.
No.
You should do that.
No, I'm going to get home.
We're going to go get a picture with
them. I'm wrestled out. I'm good. Ain't going to get better.
How? Like, when's the next time you're going to need like your wrestling fix? Probably not a while, huh?
I mean, 880 is at the end of the month. We went to two shows today. But.
It's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, 420 show for AIW. Wicked and Frightmare on it.
Oh,
so I'm not missing that.
Yeah, you gotta go to that for
it's
sure.
It's on 420.
Yes.
Are RVD there too?
No.
Are they bringing in
Godfather?
Angle?
That's for Gauntlet in May. Yeah. They're bringing in Angle. Yeah.
I'm still really bummed about the whole Stan Hansen thing.
Yeah, it stinks.
He couldn't get on a flight to Cleveland, and then 2 weeks later, he went to fucking Tokyo.
Yeah.
An asshole.
Yeah, not a good move, Stan.
Listen, to be fair.
I love you, Stan, but that's a bad move.
To be fair, if given the choice between Cleveland and Tokyo, Tokyo, Ed.
Yeah, but there's not a choice. He could have done both.
Yeah, he could have not
fucked someone out of money. That's true.
Yeah, he couldn't have been, especially knowing that you're just not going to come, then making them buy another first-class ticket for your wife that you know neither of you get in on that plane. What a dick. What an old fucking dickhead.
I kind of respect it, but, like, yeah, he's a dickhead.
It's very old school.
I love Stan. Stan rocks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I didn't go, so it didn't bum me out. Yeah, I'm just saying, he's a dick.
Yeah, no, it's a dick move. I don't know, did you buy anything this week? Anybody?
I bought a cheesesteak.
I bought a Stardom t-shirt today.
Oh, yeah, I bought a Stardom t-shirt, too.
I bought some 8x10s.
Yeah.
And some pictures with some...
I got to get frames now.
Oh, you do?
You're an 8x10 guy now.
Couple.
Yeah, didn't we just talk about like how we didn't give a fuck about the 8x10s?
Yeah.
And it's a weird thing, right? Because they're giving
it to you. I'm just not going to take it.
They're doing that all weekend. Like, even, like, Spark.
Tokyo Joshi Pro's doing it.
Yeah, they're just like,
hey, take this 8x10.
Right, but, like, some people, it's like, oh, it's 20 for the photo, 20 for the autograph, or 30 for the combo, but you can't bring anything from the outside.
Yeah.
So they're just going to sign pictures. I'm like, I don't want a fucking picture.
Yeah.
At the Spark Joshi show, they're not giving you a choice. They're charging you $50 and you get a photo and an autograph.
I have another 8x10 at home of Ethan Page. Because I got that to prove that he doesn't know my name.
Oh.
That was right.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's the best. I had to prove because, like, some people I know that I'm friends with are wrestlers are your friends, people. Because they said, oh, Ethan knows you guys are friendly. I'm like, Ethan knows me as that guy that gave me $20 every time he saw me at AIW to buy a shirt. he looks at me and says, hey, here comes $20. So I got him to sign the 8x10, and he goes, well, yeah,
what's your name?
I was like, there it is. I know, it looked right at my friend as I see. And I just told him, it's Ed. I was like, dude, I told him, wrestlers are your friends.
He knows it now.
Yeah.
He'll remember.
Like, when we met Tanahashi last year, we got the 8x10. I think it's still just sitting in the bag.
Yeah, I just have all that.
And the Dragon Kid one.
I only framed my Taguchi one. That's it.
Yeah, like, even like the Ultimo Dragon one, it's just sitting.
Yeah.
I framed my Okada dollar.
I have a framed Okada dollar as well. Got it for Christmas.
I love that, man.
That's on my work desk right now.
That's the greatest of all time.
Dude, he really is.
Yes, he's the best to ever do it. Yep. Best professional wrestler of all time ever.
Okada.
There's a lot of career left for him to fuck that up.
Or to just get better.
Or to make it better.
It's true.
Yeah.
He could.
Which he will, because he's Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady's the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Oh, he is. It's just statistically, he's won more championships than, like, most franchises.
Right, he also cheated.
What?
Yeah, but cheating makes you cool.
Who gives a shit?
In the words of Doug, he was a Patriots fan only because they cheated.
That's true. That is cool.
Yeah.
I mean, my team beat him twice, so I'm all right.
I like that they were like, give us your phone so we can go through it to make sure you weren't texting that guy. And he goes, no, my wife's a supermodel.
No.
And I don't want... And it's like, what an awesome reason.
Yeah.
No, my wife is a supermodel.
Yeah. It's like, that's why I'm not giving you my phone.
Because my wife is a supermodel. Yeah. It's like, hell yeah, dude.
Remember that time when they lost one Super Bowl? She's like, my husband can't throw
He can't throw the ball, and fucking catch it, too.
So cool.
Love her.
And then she cheated on him.
Did she?
Is that what happened? Giselle cheated on him?
It was toxic, yeah.
Huh. Good for her.
Oh, I like Tom Brady.
She's the better looking one of the two.
Yeah, but Tom Brady's still fucking cheated.
Greatest American athlete of all time.
He cheated against your team, and you're like, yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, but we got him back.
That's true. Eventually, he got him back twice, but you got him once.
We got him back. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I liked late stage Tom Brady when he would just scream at his teammates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He'd be screaming at like Wes Walker's, like, catch the fucking ball. Oh, it was great.
Jay Cutler used to do that.
Jay Cutler was the laziest human being I've ever seen.
Jay Cutler used to smoke while he played. It was hilarious.
That was awesome.
He's the best.
Tom Brady told that quarterback coach. He came over with the tablet, and he looked at him, and he said, I know what I did wrong. I'm Tom fucking Brady.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the coolest shit. That rules.
I'm a Brady guy.
No.
Just because the Eagles beat them in the Super Bowl, I was able to be like, all right, I'm a Brady guy now.
Yeah. He cheated.
He did cheat us back.
He cheated.
Some say that Takeshi Masada is the future Tom Brady of professional wrestling.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think he's going to be the best to ever do it when his career is done, for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
He kicks people so fucking hard.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like Takeshita. They look very similar.
Yeah.
They're just like father and child.
He's trying to be Takeshita.
Yeah. Once they're
plugging that spot back in. That's what they're doing. Exactly, they pulled him out.
Once he gets that growth spurt, he'll be just like.
Yeah.
Once they put those lifts in his boots, he'll just be just.
Once he gets on some chicken and rice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really bulks up.
That's right. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Was I taller than Takeshita?
Ooh.
I don't know.
Everybody, no. Take bets. Take bets, everybody.
Yeah, over under gamble right now. Send me your money to gamble.
He's leaning forward.
God, I love gambling. Fucking hell, it's so cool.
But I think he might be taller than me.
Am I taller than Shun look at him?
I think you were. You absolutely were.
Which makes Takeshita about the same height as Lance Archer. That's weird.
Oh, Lance Archer. Lance Archer wrestled Bryan Danielson on Wednesday.
Why?
It was real good.
There was no
reason. That's cool. Like, that's cool.
Yeah, but there was really no reason behind that, huh?
Danielson was like, oh, I guess I'll wrestle Archer. Yeah.
Right after Ospreay wrestled Will Hobbs.
I wish Danielson was cooler. So he would do things like, there's just, like, he's wrestling these people. That's cool. He's like, I'm wrestling Shibata.
He's wrestling
Blue
Panther tomorrow.
Yeah, but I wish he had my brain. So he'd be like, I'm going to wrestle Luther.
Well,
just shit like that. Like, that'd be way funnier, dude. If he just wanted to work all these fucking. I want to wrestle Michael Nakazawa. Like, that's what I want from Danielson.
He did. Didn't he want to, I think?
I thought you were going to say Michael Elgin.
Oh. Woof.
Oh, no. God.
Dad of the year.
Has he stopped trying to
hide your protein powder, everyone?
Come back to what?
Wrestling? Yeah.
Being a father?
Well,
no,
wrestling.
He's still attempting that.
He's still trying to wrestle.
Being a stand-up comic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That went over well.
He didn't know you had to do jokes.
No.
He thought he could just get up there and complain about how his kid got taken from him.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then he ran his wife's Twitter account and then a reporter's Twitter account that was...
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he just ran two fake Twitter. He role plays as his wife in one, and then he role played as an independent journalist that hung around Michael Elgin to get the real side of the story.
Oh really?
And it was just Michael Elgin. It was just him on another Twitter account.
That's amazing.
That's insane.
What a piece of shit.
He on Twitter said something one time because I made a joke about like, why'd you steal protein powder? And he's like, why would I steal protein powder? They have it at the dojo. And I said, exactly.
Yeah,
why did you steal? That was my Michael. We had the same thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why did you steal protein powder? They have it at the dojo.
Why would you do that then? Yes, Michael, that is the question.
Exactly.
Me and you wonder the same thing, Mike.
your guys' brains were operating on the same wavelength there.
Did he block you?
Probably. I don't know. I'm not Kurt from Stink Sheet. You don't hate me.
God bless the Stink Sheet.
I like that Kurt had this awesome idea to read out the book that he wrote as an audiobook, and then after two chapters, just like, I can't read this. The sentence structures, it's like, this shit doesn't make any sense. Like, I can't do this anymore.
Did anybody buy anything?
No.
Shit?
No.
I didn't buy anything either. No, I was saving money till after this weekend.
Yeah.
So I could buy all my dolls.
Hmm.
I have to buy that El Desperado.
Yeah.
I love Desperado.
Despy's cool.
Do you like El Desperado?
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's okay.
Stop it.
He's fine.
He had that real fun death match with
June. Yeah, when he does stuff. Yeah, that's fine. I like it. It's fine. I have nothing against him. He's fine.
I don't believe the words you're saying right now.
He's fine. He's fine. He's no problems with El Desperado. He's fine.
He's more than fine.
He's fine.
Jesus Christ. You.
Let's start a fight in this hotel room. He's over fine. Desperado. I'm
still mad about the Bret Hart stuff.
I wonder what Onita thinks about Desperado.
Yo, Onita. I was just going to do an Onita impression, but it's like very racist.
What if he's in the room next door?
You killed Soichiro Arai. You know that, right?
You chicken shit. Yeah.
You chicken shit. Your mother's a whore.
I don't know how, but you're probably responsible for Fuke getting cancer too, dude. Probably your fucking cigarettes.
Jeez. Fucking asshole Andy Armageddon, motherfucker. How dare you?
How dare you?
Over sweaty Ned and Armageddon. You guys want to watch Stranglemania?
Oh, I should have brought VCR and Stranglemania. It would have been great.
Don't you fucking dare.
Stranglemania is up there with, like, I put it in the same category as, like, the Goonies. Great. Where it's like, no. I saw these for the first time in my 30s. I don't hold the nostalgia for it. Do you guys do? Mm. So it just doesn't hit the same for me.
I'm upset.
Yeah, Ed, you're batting.
I don't think Stranglemania is bad, but I'm not like, fuck yeah, Strangle, because I didn't watch it when I was 14. Like, it just, like, it's fine. It has funny moments.
Drunk Terry
Funk. Lama Nama Noomi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Lama Nama Maniacs.
There's funny parts in it. Man. I just don't think it's this amazing, transcendent piece of wrestling media.
How do you feel about Big Money Hustlers?
Yeah.
Never seen it. I'm aware, though. It is on Tubi.
How about Big Money Rustlers?
Yeah. I love Tubi.
What about Big Money Rustlers?
Also, that's have the Western heard of. That
they made.
Okay.
The sequel that.
Remember when Michael Graves was in Big Money Hustlers?
Was he?
Yeah. The Misfits are sitting at a bar.
Oh, yeah. McFoley writes about it in his book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Graves there. Dr. Chud.
Jerry Lee's grandma made meatballs.
Yeah, yes.
I remember this.
Remember Jerry only wrestled Dr. Death at a
cage
match?
Yeah, I loved it. It was really good. Yeah, dude.
Thing ever.
Insane. I liked that they looked at the Misfits, and they were like, Jerry, you're the one that should wrestle. Yeah, it's like, what about not the giant guy? Yeah,
not the one already on steroids?
Yeah.
Not the vegan steroid guy?
Not the 6'3" fucking monster man? Yeah, we're going to let Jerry, okay?
Jerry.
I guess.
I love when the bell rings and he just goes, ah, and charges at Dr. Death. Oh, it's so good.
They do. They're booking WCW like I book TEW.
That's why WCW never should have died.
No. I downloaded that TEW update that I have now, and under occasional wrestlers is Shaquille O'Neal. And I said, Japanese Deathmatch Shaq, this is what we're doing. I'm building this whole company around Japanese Deathmatch Shaq, and that's it.
That'd be so perfect.
Japanese Death Shaq.
Quirk and Hall main evented a no rope barbed wire match with Shaquille O'Neal and Candy Lee.
What the fuck?
That is there a better way to end the show?
No, I think that's it.
I think that's how we end the show. Ed, do you have anything to say to our adoring public before I do the plugs?
I've now completed the trifecta of soon to be named Network Wrestling shows. So now the next step is for them all to compete over who takes me in weekly. You all have to fight each other.
So you already have your voicemails on At Odds. Uh-huh. You have your 2-parter questions with us.
Yeah.
What are you going to do for Tim and Marcus?
They just won the lottery. They can have him.
Yeah.
I think you become the new third chair.
Mm-hmm. They would love
that. So you could strictly talk about WWE and how much you love it.
Yeah. They would tell me things. That they'd be like, Dragon Lee works there. Does he now?
Yeah. No, okay. Really?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Oh, and we got to see 205 and live get out of.
We did. And MVP.
MVP was just hanging out.
Yeah. Somebody did ask him for a photo while he was standing there talking to somebody.
I should have went over.
Did he say yes?
He took it, yeah.
So the Mania weekend in Jersey City, I believe the New Day, and for sure Brody Lee came to AIW. Mm. And I asked Brody Lee if I could take a picture with him, and he said no. But he's like, I'm not trying to be. I shouldn't be here. You know what I mean? He's like, you know. And I go, no, we're good. I feel you.
That was at Bloodsport. Moxley was there with Regal.
Yeah.
And I was at the bar, and Moxley walked up to the bar, and some guy was like, "Oh, hey, John, can I get a picture?" And he's like, "How do you think my bosses are gonna fucking feel if they see me here?"
Yeah.
So
like, same exact energy. Look at that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. We were like in the same building 5 years ago, and we just didn't know each other.
There's
but now we do
AIW shows. in the bleachers where it's Pat and Jonah, and I'm right behind them, and people are like, oh, you guys are all sitting together. I'm like, I literally didn't know who they were in front of me. I have no idea who they were. Like, they were just having to be sitting in front of me.
That's hilarious.
That rules.
And now I'm friends with Shunma Katsumata.
That's true, you are.
Takeshi Masada, we're friends.
Yeah. You guys are all pals.
Masada threw some eyes at you.
He did.
Yeah. So...
He was very happy to see
you. Yeah, that was, there was some love in the air.
He gave me another look when I was waiting for with you guys for Takeshita.
Yeah,
you know? He looked back over at me and gave me a hey.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, what's up, man?
He's like, hey, man, remember I gave you correct change?
Hey, yeah. We just didn't remember 5 minutes ago?
Yeah. We just did this thing and I knew what $10 were.
See, look, if you still had Twitter, you could have went up to him like, hey, man, look at all my tweets you liked.
Yeah.
You would have had them all bookmarked. And
then he would pull out his phone and... translate to me that I can't read these. I just hit the heart. I don't know what any of these say.
Whatever it says, heart. Yeah, I'm just gonna heart.
I'm just tagged in it. Yeah, so I just like it.
Yeah. That's amazing.
I like it. All right. We'll get out of here. Let's go to bed.
I was gonna say, let's all go to bed.
This has been We Need Wrestling, the Ed episode, the Ed Chronicles.
Yeah. Hello.
Ed, you're allowed to be here whenever you want.
Yeah.
Why, this is a long drive to do a podcast?
You can call in. I do have a thing that you can call in into this thing.
I don't know. I've seen it. You hold the phone up to the microphone. Yeah.
Very high tech. Very
like
professional.
A plug Bluetooth thing that you can do. I only do that for Timsy. Everything else I have is files that Tim just gets.
Very
soundboard.
Professional.
But I do have a Terry Funk moment of the week I'm going to play at the end
for
everybody. But thanks for listening. Find the show at We Need Wrestling. Email us at WeNeedWrestling@gmail.com, WeNeedWrestling.com. Check out all these shows on a super name network, but none of Ed's because they're all dead. at STBN Network, SuperNameNetwork.com, SuperNameNetwork.tumblr.com. Hope you all liked it. See you next week. Back to normal.
How normal is it going to be?
I won't
be normal-ish.
I won't be high.
That's bullshit. You're always high.
I'm life.
Senior and Dory Funk Jr., who became world heavyweight champion. Terry Funk is with me right now, who also became world heavyweight champion. The only two brothers ever to hold the world heavyweight championship. It's a pleasure to have you here today, sir.
It's a pleasure being here. A lot of people and a lot of sports fans didn't expect me to be here today. They didn't expect me to continue getting up in that Texas death match with Dusty Rhodes. One person even told me, he says, we felt like you were going to pass away. Well, if I would have passed away, I would have wanted to pass away, and I would have wanted to have been buried in Texas. But it would have taken 3 weeks for the mortician to prepare my body, because it would have been taking him that long to wipe the smile off of my face from the satisfaction of beating Dusty Rhodes the way I did.
Well,
I am the undisputed king of the Texas death matches.
No, sir, I don't think you can really hold that title or that claim any longer, sir. Because when you met Dusty Rhodes in that Texas death match, it was a match that never ended. It never there.
Never ended.
That's right.
Never ended. It ended when my brother entered that ring and forcefully pulled me off of Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, really? I'll tell you what, let's do then, Mr. Funk. It just so happens that our film crew was there that night. We're going to take a look at that match. Let's go to the Omni right now. Terry Funk and Dusty Rhodes. And we're going to be seeing that in just a moment. That should be quite interesting indeed. Here we go. Dusty Rhodes moving into the ring now. In a Texas death match, falls don't count. The match continues until one man cannot continue. Your brother is there at the ringside, right?
That's exactly right there. You see that spinning toe hold? That's a wrestling position right there. He kicked me off and completely out of the ring. You'll see me come back into the ring. Now you see him slamming me over the top rope. Now, was that wrestling at all or not, Gordon Solie, whenever you slam a man over the top rope? Now, I know this is a Texas death match. I know that falls do not count. There you see me in pain, but I came back up. There's a 3 count, 2 count right there. You see me back on my feet again. Continually, I come back to my feet.
Right. For the first time in this match, it looks like you may have a slight advantage over Dusty Rhodes.
A slight advantage. Like I said, I told you earlier that the further into the match, the more Dusty Rhodes realized that he's in a place that he shouldn't be. There you see the legal stomps with the flat of the foot to the forehead of Dusty Rhodes. You see me kicking him. Right there, he's back on the arm. He's going to work on the arm.
Well, this is good strategy. I notice the New York conceding at this point.
He had your bow narrowed and you conceded.
But I continued.
Well,
I continued. I got back up to my feet. And you didn't see how Dusty Rhodes injured me anyhow. How he went to work on my arm. He didn't do it legally. What he did is he grabbed a foreign object. You see those elbows, but you don't see Terry Funk lying on the mat crying about it. You see him continually fighting, trying to make it back.
Well, may I just say here, sir, that in this match, of course, falls don't count. There's no stopping it for any reason until a man actually concedes the match or is unable to continue, and you look like you're pretty close to being unable to continue here.
Unable to continue? Let me tell you something. This match, what you are concerned with is this match, is having enough desire and enough fortitude to keep on getting back on your feet. And like I said earlier, there's no stopping it because of blood. And if I can continue getting on back on my feet, it's a man that goes ahead and cannot continue loses this match. That's how a winner and loser is decided.
Caught in a suplex and driven to the canvas once again, and things continue.
You can see that Rhodes is about to forfeit right here. You can see his belly hanging over his belt right there.
And this is the way you say your brother pulled you away from Dusty Rhodes?
Well,
now how can you explain any of this, Mr. Funk?
I was trying.
Right ahead, sir. We're waiting.
Can the man continue now? That's what I want to know. There are no rules in a Texas death match. It doesn't matter if you kick a man with a toe. It doesn't matter what happened. It's a man that can't continue. And this match should have been allowed to continue for the rest of the night or until Rhodes couldn't get back up to his feet. He didn't have enough guts to get back up to his feet, you see him? There's where he lost his guts right there, Sully. You see him losing his guts right there. Junior's trying to help the man. You see me come off on that arm? Now look at him writhing in pain. Now you see who is king of the Texas death matches. Now you see that overbearing, obnoxious, egg-sucking dog calling from help from wherever he can possibly get it. The fans started to come into the ring, but they knew better because they knew that the toughest, meanest man in professional wrestling was in that ring. And that man's Terry Funk, and he had to call for help from Tommy Rich came in to help him. And besides him, Tony Atlas came in the ring to help him. So he had us outnumbered. The man cannot physically compete with me or my brothers as a wrestler or a street fighter or any way you want to put it. He's not intelligent enough and he's not physically capable.
Just a moment, Mr. Funk. Just a moment. Don't leave. Please stay here, sir. All of you have seen exactly what happened and exactly what happened to Dusty Rhodes. Dusty Rhodes did suffer an arm injury. However, this past week in Florida, we had an opportunity to have Dusty Rhodes make these comments that I want you specifically to hear, sir. Let's go to Florida and Dusty Rhodes.
I've been asked by many people in the last few days, said, Dusty Rhodes, was that the most brutal thing that has ever happened to you in wrestling? The last time in Atlanta Omni, the Texas death match that never was finished, me and Terry Funk was, without a doubt, the most grueling thing I've ever been involved in my life. My arm feels all right. Pain just a little bit on the bone, the doctors say everything gonna be all right. But I'm tired of doctors telling me about what's gonna be all right. What needs to be all right is Dory Funk Jr. or Terry Funk stop messing in my business. Now the king of the Texas Deathmatch rise again, he say. The king of the Texas Deathmatch, Terry Funk. Well, I was never finished. The first time in the history a Texas death match was never finished. It was never finished because your brother didn't let the whipping go on, didn't let the beating go on. Now, I want either one of you, I want both of you, anytime, any place, anywhere. Because it hurts just a little bit to see 17,000, 16,000 people crying in pain with me because I was in pain.
and you were in pain, and the thing ain't over, and it might not ever be over. Terry Funk, I gotta have satisfaction.
He admits that it was a tough match. I don't even admit that. It wasn't tough for me. The man is still a bulging buffoon that belongs in Sarasota, wintering with the circus and the carnival, and P.T. Barnum might be proud of a man like him, but the professional wrestling world isn't. I've ran him out of Florida, I ran him out of Texas, and he'll never come back to Georgia as long as I'm here. He won't do it.
Well, I'll tell you what.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Knock it off, nerds.
New facility, but it's just match in the basement, you know? Stu really taking to the ring.
Diana look like a hero.
Yeah,
Stitch.
Dynamite. Dynamite.
If you want to try me, why don't you try me?
Yeah.
Hey, Reggie.
Yeah. That's probably...